Hey everyone, so today I wanted to talk about the biggest secret that I've seen, and this is something that is probably like the secret sauce for explosive growth. And I'm not just talking about explosive growth in terms of virality, like one time where you post one video that does really well. What I'm talking about in this episode is how you can actually show up every single time with success and with viral videos. You see, everyone wants to go viral, but nobody realizes that going viral is not a sustainable strategy. Like, think about it. If you create one piece of content that does extremely well and you're just spending 20 hours, let's say you spend 20 hours the entire day, that might be a little extreme, but 20 hours the entire week to create one piece of content. And let's say it does get like 10 million views. What then? How are you going to replicate that? Sure, you may have that video help you gain views on the next few videos just from that momentum. But ultimately, people want to come back for value. And if you have one video that did really well, the next 10, 20 videos, if they're not that good, people are going to drop off and you're just going to be a one-hit wonder. It's the same thing in pretty much every industry. But so how do you actually go viral? Well, the answer is, interestingly, you don't try to go viral. Listen, so basically a lot of people want to think that virality is like the key to success. And I'm not saying that virality is bad. You should try. But ultimately, what you want is sustainability. And to be able to do that, you want to be consistent and you want to be reliable and you want to show your audience that you're actually invested and you care about building value. And virality typically doesn't do any of those things. Now, if you're thinking about virality for 10, 15, 20 videos and you consistently are doing that, great. But most people, when they think of virality, think about one video, and that's what I'm referring to. So let's take a look at an example. All right, so Gary Vee is literally everywhere. You might have seen him on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn, whatever platform, right? But how did he build such a massive brand? Well, it's because he was consistent. He didn't try to have one viral video that did super well. He just kept showing up. He kept creating content. He kept making it valuable. And over time, even though he didn't go viral every time, people just started liking his stuff, and that's really what matters. Same thing with Alex Hormozi. Nowadays, Alex Hormozi is everywhere. You might have seen him on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, again, all those same platforms. But he didn't get there with just one viral video. He posted content for a long time, and for years, many of his content pieces just didn't even get any traction. If you take a look at his oldest YouTube videos, many of them were just about gyms, and they were low quality. He was just sitting at a desk just talking. Now everyone's checking it out because they were value-packed and they actually helped people in general. So if you want to be a company that does really well with content, don't try to go viral. Try to give value. All right, so let's take things a little bit more scientific, right? So the reason consistency works here is because it's like the compounding effect. Let's say that you take a look at stocks, right? So investing in stocks is the same thing. You're trying to get a bunch of money, but you can't just get that compounding effect with one stock. It may work and you might make a lot of money, but if you want to consistently make returns and you want to be a seasoned investor like Warren Buffett, you need to be consistently showing up and betting. You can't just have one stock that does extremely well and then expect every other one to do well as well. That's not how it works. You might have one that makes you rich, but you need others and you need to be able to do it consistently. Now, in the same way, when you're creating content, do not bank on one video. Try to make as much good content as possible, and it will start to add up. One really cool thing is that content will live out there. So if you keep creating content over and over and over again, and finally, let's say one video does do well, then people will come back to all of your other content and check it out. So again, to reiterate, guys, I would say the first thing you need to start doing is being consistent. Make sure you are holding yourself accountable. Make sure that you are posting content consistently. And remember, perfection is not the goal here. Just put it out and start improving as you go. And eventually that consistency will become the ultimate growth hack. I want to reiterate this so many times because when I was creating content back in 2017, 2018, nothing hit. And then 2019, I started again. Things started picking up, but it took time. And then years went by. And finally, I reached over 1 million followers because I just kept posting for 2 years straight. The first video that I've ever posted on TikTok, funny enough, I've never actually talked about this. That was a video that I tried to make go viral. It was me trying to come up with crazy ideas of throwing marbles down a staircase like I had seen in a TikTok trend. But then I realized it took me like 3 hours to make that video. First of all, it didn't even do well. But even if it did, would I really have spent all that time making that same video in a similar manner again? And if the answer was yes, great. But no, I was just trying to go viral and that wasn't really helpful. And if you're a business watching this, this like 100% applies to you, because your goal is consistency. Your goal is to make sure your business stands the test of time. So please, please, please try to create content that is consistent. Keep posting, and eventually you will learn, and hopefully one day you'll be able to get there. Thanks for listening.